הארץ.
בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום. Today is Kaf Aleph Be'av. So, I wanted to share with you something because it's this time, by the way, we are T-minus about a week and a half away, a little bit less than a week from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Next week is already going to be Rosh Chodesh Elul. So I wanted to share with you because this past Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Machloket, exactly when you do it, but was a, what many Sfaradim have, I'll tell you the Makor of the Minhag, Gaon Kaf HaChaim brings down, not everybody does it, but it's a Minhag among many Sfaradim. He says that the Kaf HaChaim, Siman Tav Kuf Pe Alef, Saif Katan Yud Bet, says that many Sfaradim, and especially Mechubalim, in the season surrounding the Yamim HaRa'im, the high holidays, they do Hataran Darim four times. Why? Everybody knows, you know, all the Sfaradim do Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippurim, that's standard. And then some do 40 days before Rosh Hashanah and 40 days before Yom Kippurim. Why 40? And by the way, 40 days before Rosh Hashanah was yesterday. Kaf Be'av, 40 days exactly before Rosh Hashanah. And he brings an interesting Zohar. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Bar Minan, if a person does an Avon that causes him to be excommunicated in heaven, which is a bet, it's called the Nidu Bashaman, Chas V'Shalom. It's like a Cheren in heaven, Chas V'Shalom. So even when a person takes it off, the Zohar HaKadosh says that his tefillot are not answered for 40 days thereafter. It's a terrible thing. It's a very... So what do we do? When we do, just like we say, Nataran Darim Keshem She'iskim V'yitiru Cham Bedin Shel Mata, Kach Yiskim V'yitiru Bedin Shel Ma'ala. We take off all the Nedarim, Shvuot, Klalot, Charamim, Niduim, all the excommunications we take off. But we do it 40 days before Rosh Hashanah. So Chas V'Shalom, even if a person was in that state, by the time Rosh Hashanah comes around, when will his tefillot begin to be answered again? Rosh Hashanah. And then some do it again 40 days before Yom Kippur. Same thing, Chas V'Shalom. If that was the situation, by the time Yom Kippur rolls around, right, there's nothing more tragic than showing up to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim and not having the tefillot answered. Right? Everybody would wish to come to Rosh Hashanah, the tefillot of Yamim HaNoraim, and to have the tefillot answered. So why do we, you know, so that's why we do it. There's some people who do it. Now, I read a shir, you know, Gaon of Mazuz gives a shir every Motzei Shabbat. So I read, there's like a transcript, they give a pamphlet for Shabbat of his shiur. So he spoke about Hataran Darim in this past week's shiur, and he says a very funny thing. He says that in all Sephardic countries, he was from Tunisia, and he says the rafters in the shul, the men's section, the ladies' section, everyone, whenever there was Hataran Darim, it gets packed. The shul gets packed full to the gills, and everybody comes, and he says, it was like a big thing, especially for the older generation. He says, at least this is the way it was in Tunisia. I know Moroccans are the same thing. I don't know about Persians, but it gets full and everybody's, you know, everybody, they're very, very like into it. Why? Because he thinks, people think that Hataran Darim is like a control, all, delete of all your avonot. Right? When they say, Kulam utarim lachem, utarim lachem, utarim lachem, nachon? Kacha, olech hakol. And he says, it's not the case. Hataran Darim, there's a reason why we do it, for the Hatara, for the Kabbalah, which we're going to say in a second. Takes off Nedarim that we don't remember, takes off, but it's not like, you know, it doesn't wipe the slate clean. Huh?
Control Z.
No, control, what's that, cut, no?
Reverse whatever you did, Ahmad.
Undo, yeah. No, I was saying Control Alt Delete. You know what that is? Task manager. You can stop the whole computer like that. Zelo with kacha. Yeah? Zelo, that's not what Atarat, people think it is, but Zelo nachon. That's why the most important part of Atarat Nedarim, the Kaf HaChaim says, after a person does Hatara, if a person is doing it 40 days before Shana, 40 days before and before, the most important is, he says, Umikan ul haba tushbanat tava. From then on in, from the time of Hataran Darim, what's the point? You have to be Choser B'tshuva, and from there on, now be very careful. Hatara Rosh Hashanah, stay away from the Avonot. Why? Because then otherwise it's kind of...
It's worth,
huh? What?
Does it give a kapara?
It doesn't give a kapara, but like we said, if Chas V'Shalom, a person was... Benidui l'shamayim, so it takes off the nidui. Hatara takes off the nidui.
What do you do to do
that? Yafeh. The Rambam, in Pirek Hem, in Chot Shuvah, has a whole list. The whole list of things that Chas V'Shalom cause a person to have avonot l'shamayim. So a person has to be very careful of avonot. After the Hatara is beautiful, but afterwards, the most important thing, like we say specifically in the Hatara, is what? V'arenim chozrim tshuva shlema. It has to be ma'amad shen kabanat ol malchut shamayim chazara b'tshuva. If a person walks out of Hataran Darim without being Choser B'Tshuva, without changing his ways, Ma'asa, Ma'asa Klum. Yeah? It's not really worth much.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
What about the day before Yom Kippur and before Rosh Hashanah? It's already, you know, there's not enough time for your prayers to be accepted.
So over there, the reason why we do it over there is I'm going to say now, the Hataran Darim that we do before, right before Rosh Hashanah and right before Yom Kippur are not like the two ones before. The two ones before, Kabbalistically, in order, Chas V'Shalom, to get out of the, you know, Nidui B'Shamayim zone. But everybody, even those who don't, Nachon, everybody, Ryan, everybody does Erev Rosh Hashanah ve'Erev Yom Kippur, Kulam, yeah? Anashim, Nashim Matav. Everybody comes, Nachon? That's not the time. But it's a big thing. And by the way, you can't, Minhag Yisrael, you don't mock. Minhag Yisrael, if it's a Minhag that you see everybody holds on to, Yesh B'Zeh Chashivut, you have to be, you know, you have to uphold the Minhag. Yesh B'Zeh, I'm going to show you in a second. So the ones before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have a little bit of a different function, which is this. Now, we know that there's many, Hataran Darim doesn't work to take off all the Nedarim that you already made, because you know there's a lot of halachot for Hataran Darim. There's a whole second, there's a whole Masechet Nedarim, Masechet Shavuot. There's halachot in Shulchan Aruch, a big chunk of Yoredei Achel Gima is about Nedarim u'Shvuot. Very complicated laws. What do you think? You're just going to come in? You sit in front of three people? Yeah, mutarim lachen. No, there's complicated halachot. When it can be taken off, when it can't. Most importantly, they have to be mefaretet tamid. A person has to specify the Nedarim and the Shvuot that he made. When was the last time by these generic Hatarot Nedarim that we have before Yamim Noraim, when was the last time you actually said over, you specified the Nedarim that you made to the Matirim, to the people sitting on the panel? Apito, you never do that. So how does it come off? Ela, I'm going to show you now from the Gemara that the main function of Hatarot Nedarim is not really, unlike what people think, that it takes off past Nedarim, that's not really the point of Hatarot Nedarim before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as we know it. What's the function? You're making a moda'a. You know what a moda'a is? That's hoda'a. Moda'a. No, you're making an announcement, or more like a disclaimer. Yeah? You're saying, what are you saying? You're saying from here on in, right, that's a major chunk of the Hatara that we say. We're saying from here on in, for the next year, whatever it is, any nidarim, shvuot, kabbalot, whatever that we make, akol, batil. Everything is batil. Now, how does that work? Okay, this is all based. It's an interesting thing. I'll read to you a text from that. You know, there's in the back of most sikhot books or mahzorim no shana, that's why where you'll find that another. You know, there's different texts over there. There's different versions. Each version is its own mekorot, akol b'seder. But in the Hatarat Klalot, which is inclusive of Hatarat Nedarim, there is a version, there's a verbiage over there that shtickle doesn't make so much sense. Why? What do we say? I'll read it to you. We say, V'nishkach litnai moda'a zo, v'nidor od on yishava od, v'lo nizkor litnai moda'a zo b'toch kede libur, o b'sha'a sh'anu z'chrim tnai moda'a zo, nevzo nidor on yishava, harenu matnim alayim shim kulam betenim yutanik. Now, what are we saying? Anything that we do, whether we mention the name, or not, or we forget about it, whatever, we're making a tanai, we're making a disclaimer that any nedarim u'shvuot from here on in, akol batir.
Okay, how can you make it easy? You said you make a neder, even if I remember my announcement, I can say that whatever I'm going to say against batir. It doesn't work. But because of the fact that I know I made that announcement, and I'm making a neder anyway, why does that work?
You're about 50 steps ahead of me. Shniachan. I'm going to get there. It's a valid point. But first, let's introduce the Tzaire HaTzon laze, nechon? Ze Bel Hoshim. Tzon Kedoshim, Hashem Yisrael.
Is it a real tonight?
Huh?
Is it a real tonight
that he had
your audience? Yeah, but die. Now listen to that. Why is anyone responsible?
That's exactly why we do it. To get ourselves off the hook.
Our Nedarim are...
Not all, but garnished. Many. Well, not completely garnished. Itchy, right? Itchy? Nothing. Hitchy. Okay, so he says, anyway, Bikitsin. Hitchy. Anyway, garnished is hitchy in Persian. Anyway, Bikitsin. So he says like this, Mikon Makom, at the end of the day, you have to understand, where does it start? There's a Gemara that says, okay, without getting too deep into the Sugiyah, because it has to do with the Mishnah, yeah? And then the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, here. Baraita. הרוצה שלא יתקיימו נדריו כל השנה, יעמוד בראש השנה ויאמר, כל נדר שאני עתיד לדור יהיה בטל, ובלבד שיהיה זכור בשעת הנדר. Says the Gemara, what do you have to do? If you don't want your nedarim to be valid during the year, you should stand on Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't mean mamash Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean? Anywhere, that's why we do it Erev Rosh Hashanah. And we say, okay, why? Because Rosh Hashanah or Erev Rosh Hashanah is right before the beginning of the new year. And what do you say? Any nedarim that I make this coming year, they're all batel, says the Gemara, this is nedarim dafka bimal, as long as you remember the neder when you make the neder. As long as you remember the disclaimer when you make the neder. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Here. Izachur akre litna'e v'qayim lelindare, which means what? If you remember, what was the disclaimer that you mean that you said? No more nedarim. And then later on during the year, anytime, then if you remember the disclaimer, that if in spite of remembering the disclaimer, you go ahead and make a nedar, what are you showing?
You don't care about
the I don't want the disclaimer, and I want to make the nedar anyway. So how does that help? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Tene, Ubilvad, Shelo Yehe, Zachur Bishat HaNedar. Says you have to know the other way. In order for your disclaimer to work, you have to not remember the disclaimer when you make the nidr. Why? Because when you don't, which is usually the case, when people make random nidarim during the year, right? I swear to do this and this. Nagi, yeah? Most people, when they make nidarim u'shvuot during the year, do you think they're thinking about their disclaimer that they made be'erev Rosh Hashanah? Yeah? Most nidarim u'shvuot are made on a whim. Over there, what happens? Then your disclaimer can come and bash the neder. But then it kicks in and kills it. But if you actually remember the disclaimer as you're making the neder, what happens?
It stays.
The neder stays because then you just killed your disclaimer. You understand what I'm saying?
If you say something.
Yeah.
I heard if you say something without even saying without saying clean neder.
Yeah.
It's automatically a neder. Is that true?
It's not if you say, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z without Lashon Nidr or Shvu'ah, it is neither a Nidr nor a Shvu'ah, but Maran HaShulchan Aruch writes that a person should try to keep it anyways because of the mitzvah, Motzah, Sefaticha, Tishmor.
What about mitzvah? If he takes upon himself a mitzvah without even saying
that's it. A different story.
That's what he's referring to.
You're talking about it? Yeah?
I was talking about in general.
So that's a different.
It's a better question.
Though. That's a different story. No, but in general, if you say something, you should try to keep it, not necessarily. By the way, in order to make a valid neder or shvuah, there are halachot to that also. You have to say the right thing. It's not stam, anything that you say automatically becomes neder shvuah. You know, there's a whole thing. Neder bishon shvuah. I promise to do this and this. Mazeh. That zelo neder velo shvuah. Yeah, there's many, many different halachot. Zelo pashut.
Promise is nothing?
Huh?
Promise means nothing?
It's not nothing, but it's not a neder nor a shvuah.
Can I deceive someone by just saying I promise?
No, you're not... Then you don't lie to people. There's mitzvah mitdivar sheket tircha, chas v'shamam. Yeah?
Mitzvah min ha-Torah?
Machloket, whether it applies only in the context of Sanhedrin, it's a whole thing.
Are promises binding nowadays?
There could be. Depends how you say it. I mean, if a person swears, then that's certainly binding. Depends what you swear about. But it could be an oath, shivu'ah, bilshon ha-Torah, right? Even without Shem Hashem. There's many different halachot. Now, that's not my point today. Now, the way the Shulchan Aruch brings this down, there's actually a machlok taposkim based on a Rambam in Yilchot Nedarim. There's a Shulchan Aruch in Yoreda Asman Yishud Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Mi sheitna ve'amar kol nedarim she'edor adzman ploni yubetelim. By the way, in our Atan Nedarim, we don't say for the following year, for the following 10 years. What do we say? Forever. Kacha adonam. So that what we should never have. You know why? Isurei nedarim u'shvuot are very, very bad. The sins of nedarim u'shvuot, bar minan, the Gemara says, the person has to be very, very careful. The Gemara says, You want to know why? So, the Gemara, in Masechet Ketubot, the Gemara says that one of the reasons, grounds for a man to divorce his wife without Ketubah, is isha nedranit. Okay? It's Gemara in Gittin, it's also in Ketubot. Isha nedranit. A woman who makes too many nedarim and doesn't keep them. Okay? Says the Gemara, a man is, if she's warned time and time again, she doesn't stop making nedarim shavuot, the man is allowed to divorce her, sans ketubah, which is a big thing. Says the Gemara, why is that? The Gemara says because she's a big liability for his children. Because of the sins, the prohibitions of transgressing the derim shvaot, you don't get punished for it, a person's children. So therefore, a person has grounds to divorce his wife if she doesn't stop because he says, you can actually inflict harm on my children. He doesn't want that. So it's a very, very delicate thing. A person has to be very careful. Yeah, go ahead.
What if they have done during every single year if it covers the whole lifetime?
Shela tova, kacha minhag. We reinforce it every year. That's okay. You can make a t'nai once in a lifetime. That's okay. But that's the we reinforce it every year. We reinforce that we don't want to.
Why don't we say it just for the year then? We're reinforcing it for the year. Why do you say for whole life?
We want to make it very chazak. We say that it's for life. Adonam, it says mefurash, and we do it every year. Lechazik. Plus.
But by doing it again the next year, it's not showing that your previous year actually wasn't a real one.
No,
not
at all. No.
Like last year.
You're saying it's out tonight, that it's by next year I'm going to do a new one.
You didn't say that. You didn't say that in your Lashon. You're mechazik, you're mesirat ha-moda'ah every year. Now, listen carefully to the words of the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Mi sheitna ve'amar, kol ha-nedarim she'edor ad zman kloni yu betelim ve'nadar betoch ha-zman, im haya zocher ha-tnai b'sha'at ha-neder. If you remember the t'nai, which is the disclaimer, what do we say is the halacha? Nidro kayam, the neder works. V'rak im eino zocher ha-tnai b'sha'at ha-neder, ha-tnai kayam ve'ha-neder batel. So, which is how we understood the Gemara, Abayi. V'yesh omrim, she'en ha-tnai mo'ay levatel ha-neder, ela im ken yazkirenu betoch kede dibur la-neder, v'yomar belibo shu somech al ha-tnai. Some say that the only way you can bash your neder with the disclaimer is if you actually mention the disclaimer toch kedibur after the neder, which means you made the neder, he swears or whatever to do kach v'kach. Oh, I made it tonight, and I'm somech on the tonight to bash the neder toch kedibur, which means you actually have to either verbalize it or think it toch kedibur of the neder,
or think it
belibo. So, which means you have to invoke the disclaimer within toch kedibur of saying the neder. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh lachush ledivrehem." So usually, "stam v'yesh" in Shulchan Aruch would have been what? Halachat kistam, the anonymous opinion, the first opinion. But over here, Maran ends off that it's best to be concerned with that opinion. When was the last time a person made a neder during the year and then invoked, "Oh, by the way, I want to pull out my disclaimer card from Erev Rosh Hashanah to break my neder betoch kedadibur"? When was the last time you saw that happen?
Or thinks it.
When was the last time somebody thinks that after you made a neder?
Someone's swearing, he's played, he doesn't even understand what he's reading.
Lavdavka. Sometimes people lose themselves. A lot of these things, by the way, I don't know exactly, but statistically I would say a nice amount of nederim shvot come from ka'as. When a person's bishat ka'aso, it's very difficult to, you know, Kas is a very big nisayon. Sometimes a person can do very crazy things. That's why the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, "Hashover kelim b'chamato," person who breaks kelim, nachon? Person who breaks kelim, breaks things, rips things in his anger. It's like he's oved avodah zarah. Why? What shayches? Lamaze? Because in his anger, if he can't control his rage and he does these things, then probably what the next step is? What else won't he able to control himself? Avodah zarah also.
In the Klali, Shulchan Aruch, Stam v'yesh achat kestam. If we say like Rav Avadia, that it's completely like the Stam, we don't even pay attention to the Yesh.
Yeah.
It would make sense because in certain instances he brings in the Yesh, v'yesh achush l'tvara. Right? So from the fact that he says v'yesh achush l'tvara, it shows that in all other instances that he doesn't say that, we wouldn't be chushesh for their work.
It's a good rabbi. Right?
But on the other side, if you could just say Stam v'yesh, why would he bring the Yesh Omrim?
Zeh kvar anu. Many poskim already said that he's kedei lachlok lahem kavod, to give them kavod. He doesn't want to.
Who created the klalim of the Shulchan Aruch?
Maran
himself.
Yeah. Who discovered it?
Where did he write that?
So, the acharonim akadmonim, after reading the Shulchan Aruch for a while, they came to understand what he meant to do. It was discovered by the poskim that came.
Isn't there many places like he doesn't say like the Shoshan Mudei Haraha? He just says that.
No, that you can look in the. In the Hakdamah, he says there are sometimes that he won't go with the Shlosha Amudei Hora'ah. If there's Rova Poskin Kenegdo, he won't go like the Rambam. 85% of Shulchan Aruch is already Rambam, Mamash. But sometimes he won't call Akir. Lama, either Rov Minyan or Binyan, he says in the Abdama, his, so some, many of the Kalalim in Shulchan Aruch and in Bet Yosef, he already wrote out for you, but those that it doesn't say Mefurash, the later poskim already discovered Mitoch Dvarav. You know what I'm saying? Now we have a problem. According to Maran, many poskim understand Zera Emet and others. Rabbi Ishmael Kohen writes, he was the Abedin in Saloniki, in Salonika, in Greece, the big Sephardic community in Greece. Yeah? Nice place. Anyway, I don't think there's any more Jews left in Greece anymore. I don't know. Mekon Makom. There's small community everywhere. But like, huh? That's not a Chiddush, you know? They're everywhere. But I'm saying like, you know. Anyway, the kids are... These
Abba, you want to hear a funny story? My brother was a few years ago in Greece. I forgot exactly where. And they went to visit the old Beth Knesset, blah, blah, blah. And the president of the shul said, we try to have at least one minyan here a year. Oh, yeah. It was like one of the small cities, but it's pretty much dead. Other than Chabad, which
all these places, Greece and Turkey, and even places. These places were huge, you know, Torah centers, and today they're devoid, which is a bad thing and a good thing. It's bad because unfortunately it's devoid of the tremendous communities that they used to have, and it's a good thing because that means that we're already in the process of kibbutz galuyot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us out of where we are. Bezat Hashem, you know, don't get too comfortable here either. I tell you all the time. Yeah, Ryan, they're too comfortable here, people.
Have your Mashiach bags ready?
Mashiach bag in the suit.
Are you ready?
Huh?
I have a Mashiach suit in the corner.
Yeah.
Goyim and Ubal, they came, they moved it.
What? He lost
my house. No, they put it back in the closet.
Nothing.
In the corner and the hook ready to go, and they moved.
Anyway, Rabotai, you have to don't get comfortable in the galut because this is America, but this is galut America. It's going to come a time. Yeah, Mikey, I tell them all the time. Mikey, he's going to come. There's a pasuk in the Navi, Pitom yavo ha'adon asher atim mevakshim. He's going to come in an instant, in a heartbeat, and then there's no time. You can't, you know, there's no, you can be able to negotiate with Mashiach. Give me another, give me a few months, give me a year. And then he's going to say, yalla, get on the plane.
The real estate's up, right?
Kadima, sa. Everybody has to be ready. Kadosh Baruch, you know, history repeats itself. Mashiach is going to come. B'mira b'yaminu, mamash. He can't come today. Why can't he come today? The Gemara says that Eliyahu Navi doesn't come to be mevaser et ha-geula b'ayrev Shabbat. Why? He doesn't want to be matriach Am Yisrael from their preparations lichvot Shabbat. You know, Am Yisrael is very busy preparing for Shabbat. Eliyahu Navi even doesn't come to be mevaser ha-geula on Fridays. And
is it going to be a different time for other people? Like, if it's Shabbat anywhere in the world,
it's a good challenge. I hear you. Yeah, because it could be Motzei Shabbat in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Well, Motzei Shabbat in Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach doesn't come balayla either. It's already Sunday morning in Eretz Yisrael.
Where is he supposed to be? According to which time zone does he come? Because anywhere it's day somewhere, night somewhere else.
Shamati, probably Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Probably Eretz Yisrael.
So what? If he's going to come, we're not going to see him. He's going to stay there itself.
The Rambam writes about this in Yichot Melachim, where he speaks about all the things that happened by Mashiach. He says we can theorize about all these things, but practically, he says, he says, Be'ezat Hashem, when it comes, we'll see exactly how it's going to play out. There's no way to know exactly. But we know, the Gemara says that Eliyahu Navi lo mevaser et ha-geula not on Fridays. Certainly Mashiach can't come on Shabbat because that's going to be karuch be chilul Shabbat. The Gemara even speaks about how Eliyahu Navi was able to fly around. What about Tchumim? Right? The Gemara says that the malachim, different malachim, have different flappings to get to where they have to get. Eliyahu Navi, it says, is 8 flaps. But then the Gemara says that he traveled to certain places. How is he able to go at Shabbat? Even if he's a malach, but he has to be Shomer Shabbat. What about Tchumim? Imana Ma'asara, that's one answer. Yeah, this whole Gemara.
Yeah.
Tchumim Imana Ma'asara. Yeah, nachon. What about Tchumim Shel Yudbet Mil? What about those might be the Oraita? Anyway, Bekitzur, all sorts of interesting Gemara. When it happens, when he comes, you'll know, but just you have to be ready. I tell you all the time. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time because he's going to come out of here and pluck us out of America like he plucked us out of you know, Morocco and Iran and all these places. America is going to be extinct also. Not like physically.
Is it your wonder that you are going back?
Huh?
By making Mashiach?
Be'ezat Hashem, you know, America is going to be as devoid of Jews as everywhere else in the world because all the Jews all the way to Eretz Yisrael.
Amen.
In Pukul. Let's hope the next destination is Eretz Yisrael.
That's it. No, in. In Acharei Zeh, only Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? Is that the shame?
I want to move to Miami.
I don't know. Everybody has to call me clearly before, you know what I'm saying? You can't make a general thing, a blanket thing. No, nobody can move anywhere anymore. No five towns and no Miami's and no Z. No, you can't say that because everybody has their own cheshbonos. But have in Yiddish we say lichten zinnen. You have to have, you know, put it in your mind that Mashiach's on the way. Chacham enav berosho, wherever you go, be ready to evacuate. Yeah? Licked in Zinnen. Zinnen. That's how you say it in German too, Zinnen? So he says, it's my favorite Isfahani. Anyway, so he says like this. Yeah? The kids. Oh, you too. Anyway, Mikol Makom, Rabotai Tachibuto. So it would seem, the Zera Emet says Beferush, that this language in the Atarim Darim seems to be contrary to the halacha. Nevertheless, many, many gdolei poskim. It's a very interesting shayla. Listen to this. Avkat Rochim. Who wrote shayla? Maran Abit Yosef. It says Chuvis. In Siman Kuf Ein Vav. Very funny story. Very, very interesting, funny. I don't know what happened, but, you know, shaylot, you can get, sometimes shaylot to tshuvot, besides for being really halachic and deep and you learn a lot of halachot from it, sometimes they're also very entertaining because you see all these interesting stories and funny stuff. Anyway, Maran was asked the following shayla. He says, there was once a guy, and he made there was funny business going on with the shul. I don't know exactly, maybe. It doesn't say exactly what happened, but he got upset at a certain shul. Maybe there was talking, or I don't know what they were doing. And he made it, not only did he make a neder, and not only did he make a shua, but he made a nezirut shimshon not to go into that shul. A very funny story. I'll tell you, there's a mashal. One time there was a guy, a Jew who was on a ship, and the ship got shipwrecked. There was a storm, whatever, and everybody left on a desert island. So then he comes onto the island. He sees another Jew. He says, "Hey, what are you doing here?" He says, "I'm the only guy on the island." He says, "No, okay, fine." So he says, "Oh, now I have company." Baruch Hashem. So they have two Jews on a desert island. One been there. He says, "How long are you here for?" He says, "I've been here for 30 years, sir." He says, "Anybody else here? No, just me and you now." He says, "Let me take you for a tour of the island." He says, "Okay, beside me." Takes him for a tour. We're going around. He says, "This is a fruit tree." He says, "What's that?" He says, "That's a school." "What school? School for what?" "The island has a school." "For who? You're the only one." "Tov, beside there." They're going around. He says, "Oh, beautiful. What's this?" He says, "That's a shul." "Beautiful." He says, "Oh," he goes there to pray. They walk a little bit more. He sees another beautiful building. He says, "What's that?" He says, "That's another shul." He says, "Ya Habibi, well, how many shuls do you need? It's only you on this island. What are you doing?" So he says, "You don't understand. That's the shul that I daven in, and that's the shul that I'll never step foot in. That's the, that's the, that's the, he's a yid." Yeah, well, awesome. Anyway.
You need one shul to hate?
Huh?
Yeah. No, you don't need. I thought the best thing.
Anyway. They're just making a joke. I love it. Anyway, so now this guy, this is the shayla.
Every joke has some truth.
Okay, we said that. This guy had a bone to pick with the shul, and he made a nezirut shimshon. Now, nezirut shimshon is something very dangerous, because unlike other nederim, ushruot, and nezirut, and whatever, those all can be taken off with hatara. But nezirut shimshon, right, just like, what was the difference between the nezirut of shimshon and everybody else's nezirut? Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't accept the Nezirut upon himself. Hashem imposed the Nezirut on him, and that was for life. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Masechet Makot, Daf Kav Gimel, the Gemara says that Nezirut Shimshon en lo hatara olamit, can never be taken off. So now the guy accepts upon himself Nezirut Shimshon not to go into the shul. And now something happened. I don't know what it was, but I don't know. He made up whatever, and he went into the shul. Alo, you walked into the shul, you transgressed your Nezirut Shimshon. What happens to him now? Now he's been Zirut Shimshon, and now he wants to take it off. So the shayla to Maran HaShulchan Aruch was, how do you take something like this off? Nezirut Shimshon, Elo Atara. So Maran discusses it at length, whatever.
What's the Lashon taking in Nezirut Shimshon?
He was Mikabel on himself. That.
It's like a text for it?
There's just a sentence. He was Mikabel on himself, that kind of Nezirut, which is very dangerous because it can't be taken off. Yeah.
How do you make that? Is that, does it mean a Nezirut that he's not going to go into that shul?
No, that if he goes into that shul, that kind of Nezirut should take effect on him. And he did it.
Yeah, but that wasn't...
He went into the shul.
He went into the shul. I guess he made up whatever, and now he's stuck. So now the shaila that was posed to the Bet Yosef was, you know, does this guy have a way out? Can't have a way out with Hatara. So after a long Kippur, Maran has a whole long thing over there. So he says, he writes over there that the person did Hatara Nedarim before Rosh Hashanah. And in the text of Hatara Nedarim, he accepted on himself, he said, he made a disclaimer that any Nedarim, Shvuot, Nezirut, and we say in Hatara Nedarim, which is also not so pashut, but we say we accept to bimvatel anything in the future. We say that even if anything that we're mekabel, including that, akol batel umvutal. And we said over there, the Bet Yosef writes in that thing that the hataran danim that we do before Rosh Hashanah, more specifically, the disclaimer that we make is so strong that it knocks off even without hataran danim the nezirut shimshon that he made, and he says mutal lo, mutal. Says, lech habayta. What?
Why do you do it four times?
So we spoke before. One time is enough, but we're not doing it really for the nedarim. We're doing it more to take off the niduim b'shamayim in order so if a person's been nidui, he can take it off, and by the time Rosh Hashanah rolls around, they'll be able to pray. Because the Zohar says that if a person's been nidui b'shamayim, his tefillot aren't mekubal for 40 days. Yeah? Scary stuff. Yeah?
Do we ever do a nedarim or do we do a...
It's all inclusive. It's all inclusive. Texts are a little bit different, but each one includes the other. Nidarim includes klalot and shvuot and zachin and nezirut. But everything, they're both all inclusive. Just a little bit, the text. Huh? My shul, I do like Minhag Yerushalayim. Maran Zachmatacha used to do the text that's entitled Hatarat Klalot. But that's kind of a misnomer because it's really... And Hatarat Nidarim is also a misnomer because it includes all the other stuff as well. You do either which one.
We do klalot both times.
Maze?
We do klalot both times.
If it's not shame, it's elu ve'elu dvei nochayim. Whatever you do, yesh no makor lefi halacha. It's okay. Yeah. What's the matter? That's the problem. That's exactly the problem. So we try to cover all our bases. No. Look in the Rambam. You look for which avonot, bedin and shamayim is minadeh, and then see if you've committed those avonot, and then take it from there. Well, even if you did teshuvah, but there's still this element of lack of kabbalat tefillah for 40 days. That's not a punishment. That's a result. What's the word I'm looking for? It's a consequence. It's a consequence of stuff. Anyway, the kitzur. So most poskim based on this Bet Yosef say, and the Bet Yosef says behemet, the Rambam doesn't hold this thing in halacha that you actually have to invoke the disclaimer that you made. The Bet Yosef says neged what he said in Shulchan Aruch, that when the Shulchan Aruch says v'yesh le'achmir k'dibrehem, that's why he says yesh le'achmir. But meikar adin, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like that. It holds like the Rambam said that as long as you don't remember the disclaimer as you're making the neder, which I would venture to say is like 99% of the time, your neder is batel. Your neder is mamash batel based on the hatara that you made on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippurim. When else do we make hatara nedarim? Lel Yom Kippur. Lel Yom Kippur, what do we say? Kol nidre. Kol nidre. There's a big run on the Gemara that I just read you. Nedarim daf kavgim al amubet. The run brings down a big machloket. Many Rishonim abolished kol nidre. Why? Because they said, hey, people are going to think that Kol Nidre absolves them of all their previous nedarim. So they said, no, we don't want people to think that they abolished it. No. But Geonei Sfarad were metaken to say Kol Nidre. And now there's a question, what tense do you say Kol Nidre? Do you say it in past tense? Whatever all nedarim are off? Do we say it in future tense that all of the nedarim that we make should be off? What did the Bet Yosef say and what's the Minhag Sfaradim until today? Ashkenazim do it too. What do we do by Kol Nidre? We do both. We speak about taking off past ones and nullifying future ones. We put in both texts. Yeah? Shivu'an ala shivu'an, nidran ala nidre, everything. It shouldn't be, and also whatever we did should be taken off. Now, even though it doesn't really work like that, but the main factor of kol nidre and hatanan darim as we have it is the disclaimer for future. And that's really what works wonders with regards to nidarim that a person makes without having remembered the disclaimer, the Kesef Mishneh, the Bet Yosef, the Avkat Rochel, they all say La Halacha, that if a person doesn't remember the disclaimer and he makes a neder anytime in the future, it works. And it takes off the neder. And it protects a person from transgressing Yisurei Nederim Shavuot, which are very, very terrible, severe avonot.
Can we say, is there any shita that says that if a person wants to do like Harama, he can make a neder, but have in mind his disclaimer that he made? So it's really, his neder is really batel in his mind, and he's just trying to trick someone. Let's just go ahead. Leave aside the aspect of lying and tricking someone. I don't know what they sort of making that neder.
So there's something that's called in the Gemara, Nidre Zeruzin, Nidre Onsin. This is actually the same Mishnah, right? There's something that's called a Taarof Neder. Yeah. What's that? Right? Taarof Neder. You know what's Taarof? You don't know Taarof? What zip code are you sitting in? Huh? What language is that? Taarof is huh? No. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says a thing. Let's say a person comes to his friend's house, and he offers him to eat. So every time, what does he do, right? Come, sit, eat, vizeh. What does he do? Chubam, 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 chubam. And every time, the guy gets insulted, right? Especially by Sfaradim. You don't eat somebody's food, you're done. Ma ze lo kasher, ze lo ze, yeah? Huh? Oh, if you don't eat it. Yeah. No, but be'emet kacha, I'll tell you the truth, be'emet, by the Sfaradim, Shtabach Shemo, we, midore dorot, they have this in them, ingrained. Nachon, doctor? The orchim, the Sfaradim, be'emet mikol alev, they do it. Yeah? And they go me'al u'me'ever. Sometimes they fail to realize that it's anosh of Adam zeu kvodo. The person says, I'm good enough, I ate. They don't get it. They're just like... Yeah, I understand. About Mikol Makom, the Mishnah says, let's say you bring your friend every time and he never eats. And you're already getting upset at him that he's refusing you every time. So what did you do? You make a neder. He says, if you don't eat my food right now, he says, my house is asur to you. He made a mamashon bishon neder. Yeah? It's called Nidre Zeruzin, Nidre Onsim, all sorts of things. And then the guy calls his bluff. He says, okay, I'm still not eating. He tarof, he like super tarof the guy. Yeah? And he still doesn't eat. What's the halacha? Is the neder chal or not? Over there, the Gemara says the neder is not chal. Why? Because you only did it in order to what? In order to pressure the guy. That's not chal. That's not chal.
Would this be the same thing? Yeah. If I have to trick someone to my neder, I'm in mind. I have my disclaimer in
then
mind.
It's fake?
It's fake. I'm not doing it. I'm doing it just a trick. And I say the word swear in order to get his trust more.
Yeah. So there's machloket. Maran brings down to the out whether shvuat zeruzin, shvuat onsin works. He holds bistam that it does work, meaning it's not chal just like nederim. It's better not to use neshon shel shvuah. But if you're megazim, if you kind of try to threaten a person to do something or not to do something with an ed,
like to say this is asur to you if you
lo chal.
If I want something, is it avera? Is it avera to do it?
What do you mean?
You say like if you don't do this, I swear like I'll jump off the school.
Is this actual neder? Someone says like, I swear on person's life that if you know that I didn't do this.
Swearing on a person's life is nothing. Why? Because what does that mean? Swearing is swearing.
Or he swears on his own life. Like, swear on my life. You know, like people say that.
It's such a dumb swearing on his mother's grave. What does he think? Like if he breaks it, then the gravestone is going to topple over. What exactly? What does it mean exactly? Swearing is either swearing b'shem Hashem or swearing stam. You're still not allowed, huh?
Swearing stam in the other.
The Vadaya works. The Vadaya it's fine. Huh? Swearing to God is swearing b'shem Hashem? Yeah?
He's not saying he's swearing b'shem Hashem.
Same idea.
He's saying not in the name of.
There's a tshuva of the Chassam Sefer that Pitchei Tshuva brings down. It's just like swearing b'shem Hashem. Person, be very careful.
But he says, I swear, and he doesn't say to God.
Still, chal. That shvuah stam is chal.
When is it chal? When he continues it with what lashon afterwards?
Well, so.
Person says he swears he will drink this.
Hayab to drink. And if he doesn't drink it, well, also he's able. Did he give a time limit? Did he not? There's all sorts of halachot. But if a person transgresses, let's say a person swears,
not to do something.
Huh?
I swear not to
it's
do
all hatra'at safek because it's shev'al ta'aseh. Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Lakish. התראה צפיק. נכון, but for instance, יפה, תדבר עמוד בית, יפה, אין תזיין עמוד עד. Yeah? So he says like this, רבותיי.
A rabbi that goes like, if this would happen, if you knew this, and you admit it and say no.
That's part of the Hatzarah. That's called Petach, Chalata. There's also, I can't tell you all the dinim of Nedarim Shavuot on one foot. But they admit if a person swears, let's say a person swears not to drink this can. And then he drinks it with Adim Vatra'ah, Ta'ach Malkut. Isur Deorait, and he gets Malkut for it.
So a person swears to drink this with a can, and I take it and I spill it out. Is that the Kneiver?
It's not Lifnei Iver, but...
Well, I'm causing him now to break his swear.
Onis, what do you want from me?
No, he's Patur. What's my sin?
I don't think it's Lifnei Iver because it's B'Shev Al-Ta'aseh. You understand what I'm saying?
Consider it a Mahti?
Maybe a Mahti a little bit, but there's no punishment for that, obviously. Yeah.
If the guy swears he won't drink that, whatever that can, and then he makes a bracha, what should he do?
Shela Yafa. Shela Yafa. No, you tell me.
It's only the Rabbanan, no? He breaks his swear.
Chas v'shalom! To break a shwaz.
That kind of swear.
Die! Sabara, shwaz v'tui.
When do we... had a ton of dream before, so I nullified it.
Oh, it depends if Hashem is saying Hashem's name.
Well, saying Hashem's name, we hold like the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, that bracha levatala is isur deoraita. Now, in general, Maran zechon lebracha throughout Yabia Omen, Chazon Obadiah, all the Tshuvot, everybody knows many different situations where if you're faced with an isur derabanan versus bracha levatala, what does Maran zechon lebracha say? For instance, if you made a bracha on a food on a fast day, or if you made a bracha on something dairy within 6 hours of meat, or if you made an yodam, many different cases, what does Maran zechon lebracha say? Take a tiny drop so that you don't transgress the Isur Torah of breaking your of bracha levatala, and then you do that. However, what happens if a person makes a bracha on a food b'Yom HaKippurim? What's the halacha?
No halacha.
Why? Because bracha levatala is deoraita, and eating on Yom Kippur is also deoraita. Asur.
So but isn't it a machloket if chatzi shor min haTorah is Isur deoraita?
We hold like Rabbi Yochanan.
Not on Hilchot Shabbat, we don't say that.
But by מאכל, all איסורי מאכל, הלכה, כרבי יוחנן, מרן זה מפורש, בהלכות יום הכיפורים, פחות מקשיור, אין לו קין עליו, ברץ איסור תורה. So therefore, transgressing a שבועה is an איסור תורה. And now you're saying, good, if he made a תרן דרין that year, and at the time that he made the שבועה, he didn't remember his disclaimer, which means according to the letter of the law, what happens to שבועה?
But then, well, why don't I say, even if he did remember his disclaimer, but in his mind, it was a joking swear. It wasn't a real swear. Why not?
You can't make jokes with anybody. It has to be, like I told the Taro, there's cases in the Gemara. You can't just, a person made a shvu'ah, I was joking. It's a joke. No, you're bound. It's not a joke. Okay, then if it was...
Cynical, right?
You have to, based on the kalanim of the Gemara, there are certain situations, but stam, I was joking. It doesn't work like that.
What if he does think of the half hour when he's making it?
So then it's chal.
Oh, so what should he do?
Don't drink. Because you're faced...
Same thing as Yom Kippur.
Isur deoraita, isur deoraita. Bracha levatala, isur deoraita.
Sheva ata asad.
Drinking from the thing that you made a shvu'ah on, gam ken isur deoraita. Ma ta'aseh? Yesad. Huh?
Shvu'ah in both sense?
No, don't drink and do teshuvah for bracha levatala.
Oh, and not the other one.
He's not going to drink.
He didn't drink.
Yeah? Now, okay, Rabotai. So that's a little bit about bracha levatala and nedarim as we get closer to the Amim Noyim. I want to say something on the parsha now.